time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not everybody can say that, but we can for the time being. We'll talk about that a little bit this morning. Kendall Warren is in with us this morning as we get things started. He'd like to tell us all about W&S Appliance. Kendall, how are you this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got a large used upright freezer, good working condition. Really nice apartment-sized gas range. Used 30-inch gas range. Got a used Maytag drying center in like new condition. Two stack washer-dryer combinations, one small and one big capacity. Still have that 40-gallon direct vent natural gas water heater. Got to use microwave hood combinations. We have several of those, $35, and fully guaranteed. Take your pick. Several used countertop, undercounter dishwashers. Got several used electric and gas clothes dryers. Two used front-load washers, duets, and one used front-load washer. Got lots of new refrigerators by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, and LG. Got over 75 units in stock, so good selections of models, colors, and prices. And as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Gas and electric water heaters we deliver installed, haul the old heater away. Luxury water softeners and Iowa Company. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. Have a guest joining us this morning. Denise Coder, site manager for Cass County Home Care, is in with us this morning. And I'm going to talk about the flu.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's nasty this year.
Yeah, I know. We kind of have those years where we swing back and forth sometimes.
We usually talk about flu shots and things, oh, around November, thereabouts, maybe early December, depending. And a lot of folks did go out and get that business taken care of. If you haven't yet, you still can, and it's probably worth your while.
Absolutely. Actually, most of the vaccine that we carry, it does not expire until the end of June. And the season typically will last late into spring. We'll continue to see cases into April. Who knows with this year how long the season will last? It could last longer given what we're seeing right now.
It's been pretty nasty. Now, anything would be nasty compared to last year. It was a pretty mild year last year for the flu.
It was a very mild year. I'm not sure. We probably saw our first case late February, early March last year. And that's quite a bit later than usual for even us. We tend to lag here, about a month past, state and national figures in our Cass County area. Last year, being we were the end of February, early March, and at that we had very few cases, and the cases that we had were fairly mild. The strain seemed to be fairly mild. So it was almost like a blip on the radar screen, really didn't have much of a flu season at all. And I think sometimes that leads to a little complacency for the next year because we all hope that it would go again like that next year. We hope that we've really keyed in on something and we're going to have another easy year. But this year really isn't proving to be that at all.
No, not at all. When you look at numbers, not just locally, but nationwide, the trend is everywhere this year with regard to the way the flu has gone. I noticed some numbers already. I saw some numbers the other day. The CDC is well over 2,000 confirmed cases already in the country. There have been 18 deaths nationwide so far accredited to the flu, all of them children. And just in Iowa, I noticed that the state epidemiologist said just in the last week of December, just in the final week of December, over 150 people were hospitalized with the flu here in the state. Those numbers are pretty big, pretty good size.
They are. And, certainly locally, Jim, we always every year have people that are hospitalized due to flu. And then a lot of times you'll see that turn into other significant illnesses. And our oldest and youngest, of course, are at most risk when that happens. And you could see that nationally with the child deaths. Now, of course, we haven't had any child deaths locally or even in the state of Iowa that I'm aware of. I remember several years ago when we did. It does really shock people when you hear of a child death. We tend to think of flu, and certainly, rightly so, hitting older people pretty hard. But this year's strain, for some reason, seems to be hitting younger people pretty hard. I was visiting with you earlier. We generally have about 50% of our residents who access an influenza vaccination. So that means about 50% of our residents are uncovered. And children that are 6 months and younger cannot receive an influenza vaccination. So any infant that was born in the last 6 months is completely unprotected. So, and there are some people who legitimately cannot receive, other people who cannot receive a flu vaccination for whatever reason, allergic, have an anaphylactic reaction if they do. So it's very important that the people who can, who are eligible, go ahead and get that, because that does protect those in our community who cannot.
Now, there are typically a few different strains of the flu that make the rounds, and we know that each year. And can you explain that a little bit? Because people sometimes wonder, well, how do you know? Are you just guessing which strains are going to be there?
Well, in a way, yes. I mean, not me personally. But the people that formulate the vaccine are probably actually working on that for next year right now. And so historically, they, you know, look at what's been circulating now, and they make predictions about what might be circulating next year. The match this year is actually pretty good, very good. The strains that are circulating are in the vaccine. So that's another really great reason to go ahead and get a vaccination. We have both A and B in our community. We've done enough testing to know, and we had enough confirmed testing to know that we've got both A and B present. Some communities don't. Many communities have only A at this point, and very early on we had confirmed B as well. And I think that makes it particularly tricky, because those strains, you know, if you happen to have had A 1 year for some whatever reason, well, you could still get B this year. And I think that's what makes it really tricky for people. You know, you think, well, hey, I'm okay. I've had it already. Well, there are so many strains that you really need that annual influenza vaccination to give you that protection.
Well, that's the reason I bring that up, too, is because one of the first things you hear from folks who may be suffering from symptoms, or people wondering why is it so widespread this year, is, well, maybe the vaccine just isn't very good or doesn't cover the strains that are floating around. But that's not the case.
No, not this year. And they do really look at that very closely every year, because again, it's a predictor for the following year, and so it's something that we track pretty closely, and one of the reasons why we do the testing that we do. Once we get several confirmed cases in our community, we don't send that on for confirmatory testing, just because it's kind of a waste of resources to do that. We know what the symptoms of influenza are. We know that it's present in our community. At that point, we just tend to kind of treat the people that we can, and we should probably visit about that just a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you know that you've been exposed, or if you've got the symptoms of flu, you're coming down, you're starting to feel that achy feeling, if you seek care within the first 48 hours, there are antivirals that don't cure it. They just lessen the symptoms and shorten the duration of the illness. So, you know, if you suspect that you are coming down, it's very important to go ahead and get in touch with your healthcare provider and see whether you're eligible for those antivirals.
Still time to get the shot?
There is, and I would really encourage someone who's not had it. Most of the healthcare providers, so your primary care providers in our surrounding areas, still have vaccine. I'm not sure about some of the larger outlets like pharmacies and things. I don't know if, you know, all of them still have the vaccine, but I do know the healthcare providers do. There are some locations that will be running out of certain types. So, for example, if you're seeking a flu mist, you may not be able to access that at this point anymore. But most of the locations certainly do have the vaccination, the injectable vaccination, to give to people. So I would definitely encourage. It takes about 2 weeks to build immunity. So between now and then, if you get your vaccination now, it'd be very important to practice all those good hygiene things. You know, wash your hands really frequently, because, of course, when we have such widespread incidents, we know the germs are probably everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not the worst thing in the world to be exposed to germs, as long as it's the right kind, huh?
Absolutely. This is not one that we definitely want to get.
Well, very good. We hope not to see a huge outbreak here locally, but, you know, there's plenty of the vaccine. I mean, that's the funny thing is we're sitting here now begging people to go out and get vaccinated when just literally a few years ago, there wasn't enough to go around. I mean, people wanted it and we couldn't get it to them.
We did have that situation a few years ago. There was a manufacturing issue that has not occurred since then. Every year we kind of have that little bit of a risk, because every year, of course, the vaccine is formulated specifically and it takes months to do. So if something happens in that manufacturing process, there's always a chance, you know, the following season that, you know, we may be short on a certain type or certain kind or the vaccine in general. That is not the case this year. And so that's not a good excuse for not accessing one. Most insurances at this point will cover that vaccination. Medicare, Medicaid, all of the private insurances. As a matter of fact, I believe it's next January when insurances are required to cover those types of vaccinations, and most have kind of headed that way. It's really a good bang for the buck to access that kind of care. If you have to pay privately, they're running somewhere between $30 and $40 on the private level.
And for folks who maybe are feeling a little cold and flu-ish type symptoms, little head cold, little chest cold? How do they tell the difference between just something simple? At what point do they go seek somebody else's opinion?
Yep. Well, early on, they are going to be very similar. Influenza, however, is going to provide really achy muscle fatigue, being very, very tired. And otherwise, they are similar to a certain point. You know, cough, fever, runny nose, those kinds of things. But the differentiating factor usually is the fatigue that accompanies influenza. And sometimes you'll feel that way with a cold. But really, people who have influenza, it's a marked difference. You can really tell. And again, accessing that care within the first 48 hours is important. It's not that you won't be contagious necessarily. It's just that, again, like I said, it'll help you recover more quickly if you can get to those antivirals and are eligible to take them.
Wash your hands. Get the shot.
Absolutely. And if you're sick, please stay home.
Unless you work here, get to work. No, I'm just kidding. Denise, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much, and I hope folks do take that time to do that. There's too many numbers floating around out there this year. We don't need any more of that stuff. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of freezers, chest and upright, a man and Whirlpool and Frigidaire. Got most sizes in stock, including 5-through and including 25 cubic feet. Electric and gas ranges, Whirlpool, Amana, and Maytag, LG in stock, which are for freestanding models. Also available on special order, a complete line of built-in cooking appliances, such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Washers and dryers, top-load and front-load in small, large, and super-capacity models. If you've got a space problem, we offer some stack units. And, of course, we offer LG, and Maytag, and Amana, and Whirlpool, and also Speed Queen, which is made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts and labor warranty. And, of course, 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. So if you have any appliance needs, stop and see us at W&S. Coffee's on, and we still got some peanuts. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Denise, thanks for coming by. Appreciate the good information. You go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.